नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
A Purana instructs like a friend, and poetry instructs like a lover, but Srimad Bhagavatam instructs like all three of them.
Yeah. Today's verse for discussion, 4th canto, 28th chapter, 52 verse. You seem to be fortunate to have that alcohol-based liquid. It's not available in the market. Brahmana Uvacha. The learned Brahmana said, Ka, who, Tvam, you, Kasya, whose, Asi, are you, Kaha, who, Va, are, I am, this man, Sayanaha, lying down, Yasya, for whom, Sochasi, you are lamenting, Janasi Kim,
do you know,
Sakhayam,
friend,
Mam,
Me,
Ena,
with whom,
Agre,
formerly,
Vichachatra,
you consulted,
Ha,
certainly.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Brahmana inquired as follows: who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When a person's relatives die, renunciation is automatically visible. Consultation of the super soul seated within everyone's heart is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature sitting within everyone's heart. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within, and He comes before one externally as the instructor and initiator spiritual master. The Lord can reside within the heart and He can also come out before a person and give him instructions. Thus the spiritual master is not different from the super soul sitting within the heart. An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face, just as one gets a chance to consult the Paramatma within his heart. One also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the super soul directly. This is the duty of a pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult with the super soul within the heart. When the Brahmana asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was her spiritual master and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the super soul immediately appears, provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master. A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart and the super soul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the super soul. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. If the devotee serves a spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus, the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The super soul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. The super soul has always been ready to help the living entity even before the creation of this material world. It is therefore stated here, Yanagre Vichacharta. The word Agre means before the creation. Thus, the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. Wow, a very powerful purpose. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Sanataya Chakshurun Mitamena Tasmai Sri Kurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sāpitam yena bhūtale svayam rūpa kada mahyam dadāti svāpatāntikam vandeham śrī guru śrī yuta padakamalam śrī guruṁ vaiṣṇavāśca śrī rūpam sāgrajātam sākana raghunātānvitam tam sajīvam sādvaitam sāvadhūtam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya
Vishnam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanascha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bhangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Bhangam Langayate Shailam Mukham Avartaye Srutim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Sri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhube Bhyo Namo Namaha Katanchit Ashraya Vyasam Swapita Dhanda Bhavave He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Kapasya श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री चैतन्य मदम पदाम्बोज मधुपेभ्यो नमो नमः कथांचित आशयाद एषां स्वापित गंध भाग भवेत् लेट मी रिपीटेडली ऑफर माय Respectful obeisances onto the bee-like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande paramananda madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Sachitananda Vigraha to the transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Him who turned the dumb into eloquent speakers and enabled the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Brahmana inquired as follows: Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. So what do you think is the theme of the purport for this verse?
Taking advantage of instructions from the super soul.
Yeah, taking the advantage of the instruction of super soul. Prabhu, you want to say something?
Muslims can't do that, so that's why we take advantage of the manifestation of the super soul in the form of the spiritual master.
Yeah, the spiritual master is the external representation of the Chaitya Guru or the Paramatma. And to me, when I was trying to go through the purport, it also reflected to me the Guru Tattva, the principle of Guru. That Guru Tattva means that the Guru is ultimately one, that is Krishna, or as Paramatma, or as Chaitya Guru. And the Guru is not the highest principle. Krishna is the highest principle, and the Guru represents Krishna, and in that sense, the Guru is the highest authority for the disciple. The spiritual master is his representative. So receiving instructions from Guru means to receive direct instructions from Paramatma. Because the spiritual master represents Paramatma, or he is representing Lord Balram, the Adi Guru. And he also represents the entire tradition. And he represents the teachers inspiring us to move forward in our spiritual journey. So therefore, one becomes attached to spiritual master because of the attachment to their mode of service to Krishna. However, one should know that Paramatma can instruct us from more than one of his servants. So Janmajanmaya Prabhu say, we often say that in our prayers, that means that the disciple should consider the spiritual master to be his eternal father. Now does that mean that the same spiritual master will be, the same person will be the spiritual master life after life? What do you think? The Janmajanmaya Prabhu say is that the disciple think that the spiritual master, he is his eternal father. Yes, Prabhu.
We might have one Diksha Guru, but we'll have many Siksha Gurus. And so, when we talk about the Guru, we can talk about him in his plural manifestation, but also in the singular manifestation. So when it comes to deciding, you know, which guru is the one who's always saving me, pretty hard to work out. Right? And so that's why Prabhupada makes that, or it seems to me anyway, why Prabhupada and the Shastra makes the point that the guru is one, because the guru can manifest in more than one form. And it's interesting here because you see, in the translation there's the mention of the Brahma. And I'm your eternal friend, and you may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. Right? So as the archetypal guru, he can manifest in many forms, but always the message is the same, so therefore the guru is one, because he represents Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
How's that sound?
Yeah, that's nice, Prabhu. So the message is one, and the Lord can be represented in many forms. So that means that the person who happens to be Guru in this life need not come as the same person once again next life as our Guru. He can send somebody on his behalf to deliver the disciple. That's what is the message of Janmajanmaya Prabhu saying. It is not that today in this life I have my spiritual master. It is my understanding, or it is my attachment to him, that he is my eternal spiritual master. But if my spiritual master returns back to Godhead, and I am not yet purified, I am staying in the material world, then in my next life, then what happens? The spiritual master sends the message through another representative. The same person need not necessarily come as my spiritual master in my next life.
It might,
but it not necessary.
It's
only, it's not necessary. It might come, but it's not necessary. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
So therefore, Paramatma can instruct us through anyone, even a non-devotee, or through the actions of the jiva, of non-human bodies as well. So therefore, we find that someone who is advanced in his consciousness, he looks at nature, and from nature he finds many examples, and he is seeing that these are the instructions to him sent through the spiritual, or through the Lord. And he takes it. So what it means is that our ears should be synchronized, or our ears should be alert to hear the messages being received from various sources. So long my heart is contaminated, I find it difficult to hear the voice. But when my heart is clear, or my heart is focused on the instruction given by the Gurudev, And then, the more I contemplate on that message, the more I meditate on that message, the clearer it becomes, because from within the heart, the Paramatma gives the instruction. So externally, the spiritual master gives us the instruction, and when we meditate internally, we realize, and he shows us the path. Yes, so he gives us the inspiration how to implement that message of the spiritual master. So now, the individual, when a person's relative dies, renunciation is automatically visible. So, the death of a person in a family is heartbreaking. But that heartbreaking situation can be taken positively in one sense, that one can create a paradigm shift in one's thinking. Normally we tend to think in terms of I and mine, that I am the body and people related to that body are mine. But that death tells us the temporariness of the existence, and therefore one can take that as an advantage in terms of realizing who they are. So therefore we have that typical saying, at least in Telugu, he said, Prasuti Vairagyam Smashana Vairagyam. It is, I think in Hindi also we have a similar statement. Prasuti Vairagyam means that a mother, when she delivered the child, she developed the renunciation. The pain the person, the mother experiences, feel that no more will I have children. Yeah, that's the pain. So similarly, Smashana Vairagyam. Smashana is crematorium or crematorium ground. So when a person visits the crematorium, he develops that detachment or he develops renunciation. When he sees that the dear person with whom he was talking till yesterday or till the last moment, and he finds that the body is on the fire and is burned to ashes. And therefore that brings in the required renunciation. And hence it's a bit easy in an environment like in India, where very often we see the dead bodies being carried. In the last, I think I'm here in Melbourne 20 years, I have not seen even one single dead body. It's all covered. In India, every third day, every fourth day, you are walking on the road, you can see a dead body being carried.
Ram Naam Sati.
Yeah, Ram Naam Sati. And I belong to a tradition coming from a small village called Manthini, about 150 kilometers from Hyderabad. It's a tradition that when a person dies in the street itself, let alone in the family, it is a responsibility of the youngsters in that street to carry that body. We have a village on the bank of River Godavari, that about 3.5 kilometers. So we carry the dead body to the river and then perform the cremation. And in the process, we have carried so many dead bodies on our shoulders. It's not just one, two, three. I can recall our entire street with whom I had spent my time as a child. No one is alive today. Not a single person. And therefore that brings in renunciation, provided it is backed by the required Shastric knowledge. That stays in our consciousness. Otherwise, it's only the Smashana Vairagyam. You hear, you see, and then you forget. And we find the same Vairagyam bit shown in the month of November, December, January, for the last couple of years. People take to simple life, wearing black dress and without shoes, without slippers. They walk barefoot on the road, live with simple food, But after that 40 days of so-called puja, then they come back to their normal life. It's because it's not backed by the transcendental knowledge. So if that renunciation or vairagyam should sustain, it means that it should be backed by thoroughly the transcendental knowledge, and then only it stays. So this knowledge that when a person's ready to die, renunciation is automatically visible, that's the confidential knowledge which Krishna opens up in Bhagavad Gita 2.10 to 2.30. So that knowledge especially is useful when someone passes in the family or in the friend circle or anywhere, so you can give that instruction to them. They'll be receptive to that instruction at that time. But for a devotee, that knowledge alone is not sufficient, that I am Brahman, I am spirit soul, that does not show the connection with the Supreme Lord. So one has to move to from the confidential knowledge to the more confidential knowledge, and then to the most confidential knowledge. So the more confidential knowledge is that we are not just the spirit soul, but we are part and parcel of Krishna. So once we understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna, then on that platform, the activities performed becomes the most confidential knowledge. So once when a person reaches to that stage of most confidential knowledge, whether it's in the material world or whether it's in the spiritual world, there is no difference, because the same activities are performed here or in the spiritual world. So the consultation with the super soul seated within everyone's heart is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult the Supreme Person Godhead in his Padmatma feature, sitting within everyone's heart. So once the person is free from the contamination of material attachment, so when does a person get free from the material attachment? So we are, yes,
Prabhu?
When no longer is envious of anyone, yet.
When
is attached to Krishna.
He is steady in devotional service.
So what stage is that? Steady in devotional service.
Nishtha.
Yeah. So we have to travel from Athau Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, and then to Nishtha. So typically Nishtha is a platform we call as escape velocity. That when the satellite is put on the orbit, it has to travel at a particular speed and reach the death. Only then it can escape the gravitational pull, and then it can be placed in that proper orbit. So similarly, if we have to move forward in our spiritual journey, we should move at the speed of Nishtha or the escape velocity. Otherwise, we are struggling with anarthas only. So at that platform, free from the contamination of material attachment, then the person gets a glimpse of the Paramatma or the Supreme Lord. At what stage?
Nishtha.
You have to move forward from Nishtha to Ruchi to Asakti. At the stage of Asakti, that the first glimpse of the Lord is experienced by the sadhana, by the performer. So in our journey, in ISKCON, let's say, we are all sadhakas, how do we start our journey? Typically, we are all, most of us are grihasthas, and therefore we try to start, we express ourselves on both platforms. It's like a parallel track on a train. There's one track where I try to work in the outside world, so therefore I'm trying to give some sort of engagement to my senses, and at the same time it gets me some income, Lakshmi, to take care of my family. So that is for engaging my senses, because I'm still in the concept of I and mine. It's an impure state. It's an aspiring sadhaka. So therefore, aspiring sadhaka requires an expression in the material world. At the same time, I'm on the second track where I'm performing my devotional activity. On one side, engaging in the material world, at the same time, simultaneously, I'm performing my sadhana, sincerely following the instructions of my spiritual master, then I progress on my spiritual journey. And as I progress on my spiritual journey, a point in life comes where I feel expression in the material world, or expression in the engaging my senses in the external world, it becomes a burdensome. I feel I don't have any ruchi for it. It is draining my energy. I want to spend more time in hearing and chanting. And typically, that is the mood of a Nista platform, that I'm not interested in expressing myself in the material world. Because it's not just working in the office, but I'm associating with many people whose aspirations, whose interests are totally different to my interests and my aspirations, and therefore it's a drain on my energy. And at that stage, what does the sadhaka do? If the sadhaka is relatively financially stable, he wants to reduce his commitment in the external world. And he tries to spend more and more of his time in hearing and chanting. So up to this platform, it is a general understanding of the person, sadhaka, that he is a servant of the Lord. But as he further progresses, it's at the stage of not ruchi, but at the stage of asakti, that first glimpse when it appears in his heart, then the specific relationship with the Lord appears. He tries to understand the relationship at that platform. And therefore, from his general practice or general hearing, he likes to hear specific to that particular relationship. And while performing the spiritual duties, he likes to spend more and more of his time in solitude, so that he can hear Krishna Katha, he can chant more, and that Krishna Katha is related to those pastimes which he feels is connected to the Lord in the relationship. Those pastimes inspire him. And then he moves forward in his journey. And we find many acharyas in our lineage, they spend their time in solitude, and they would like to do that practice. For example, I think Govind Gaur Maharaj, we are told that many times he would sit in his own bhajan kriya or ashram, and no one is allowed to speak to him. He is continuously chanting and then hearing Krishna Katha for 1 week, 10 days, 15 days. Not talking to anyone. Because that's what nurtures them, that's what releases them, that's where they are heading in that direction. So therefore, they want that solitude. And we also should feel that, we should also feel to that aspiration, the sense that if we are moving forward, we find that we do want to hear Krishna Katha specific to that relationship. If I have not developed that ruchi for hearing, it means that my external engagement is still required, because my senses require that expression. The Paramatma is always the Chaitanya Guru, the spiritual master within, and he comes before one externally as the instructor and initiator spiritual master. So the spiritual master within the Chaitanya Guru, he comes before one externally as the instructor. Instructor is the Siksha Guru, and then he also comes as the initiator spiritual master. And who is the initial spiritual master? He is the Diksha Guru. So, the principle that whenever we are instructed by the Chaitanya Guru internally, may be confirmed by the instructor or initiator externally. So, in that sense, the disciple is never alone because he is following the instructor spiritual master. However, Paramatma is our original Guru. The inspiration, the strength, the understanding and the hope which comes is because we are following sincerely the instruction of the spiritual master. When I contemplate, when I meditate on those instructions, we find that Paramatma responds to us. We feel that inspiration from within, hey, I can do this activity in this particular way. Till then, maybe it was not clear to me. But then suddenly, like a flash, I find that I am able to do that activity. So, externally, I have received instruction from the spiritual master, and internally, the Lord reciprocates. The Lord can reside within the heart, and he can also come out before a person and give him instructions. Thus the spiritual master is not different from the super soul sitting within the heart. And an uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face. What does this mean? That the spiritual master is not different from the super soul sitting within the heart is clear to us. But an uncontaminated soul or a living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face. What is Srila Prabhupada trying to tell us? Anyone wants to make a comment here? An uncontaminated soul or a living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face. Do you have examples?
Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni.
Yeah. So it means that uncontaminated soul is that you have moved from Atavashrastha to Asakti and then at the Bhav or the dawn of Prema, you can see the Lord face to face. So we can place ourselves in our journey where we are based on, it's not that someone needs to tell us from outside. Internally we can understand where we are. So Prabhupada quotes in his purport for 1.58, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, it is not possible for a conditioned soul to directly meet Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one becomes a sincere devotee and seriously engages in devotional service, Lord Krishna sends an instructing spiritual master to show him favor and invoke his dormant propensity for serving the Supreme. The preceptor appears before the external senses of the fortunate conditioned soul, and at the same time, the devotee is guided from within by the Chaitanya Guru, Krishna, who is seated as the spiritual master within the heart of the living entity. So, what is the central point here? It is the sincerity of the individual sadhaka. The more sincere we are in executing
the spiritual master's instruction, then we find Krishna senses reciprocation. Just as one gets a chance to consult with the Paramatma within his heart, one also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the Super Soul directly. This is the duty of the pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult with the Super Soul within the heart. So just as one gets a chance to consult Paramatma within his heart, one also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. So you receive the instruction from a spiritual master, and then we need to contemplate, meditate on those instructions. Fortunate are the sadhakas who get specific instructions from their spiritual master. We all have general instructions because of the lineage we have received from Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara. But some sadhakas, they also get specific instructions from their Gurudev. And that becomes their life and soul. And that keeps them moving forward in their spiritual journey. We can take glaring example of Ahimsa, milk, Gaurav Prabhu and Neha Mataji. I believe they have received the instruction to start that business and take care of costs. So that has become now their life mission. They give their entire energy to spread or to see that the project is successful. And if that project is successful in Melbourne, then it can be replicated in all these con centers all over the world. And that can be extended to the entire planet itself. So such a deep instruction they have received, personal instruction from their Gurudev. So similarly, every sadhaka is fortunate, he gets the personal instruction from the spiritual masters, and that purifies the person, that purifies the consciousness, and the person can progress from one stage to the highest stage of prema. That is the time when we meet the Supreme Lord face to face. So when the Brahmana asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was her spiritual master, and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the Super Soul immediately appears, provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master. So it's natural that one gets confused at the departure of spiritual master. It's a deep agony for that sadhaka or the disciple. I can recall back my experience of meeting Jai Sachin Prabhu. That was the day when I came to temple and he lost his Gurudev in a major accident somewhere near my airport. He literally fell down in the courtyard, and uncontrollable agony. Why did my Gurudev travel or had to travel in that vehicle on that day? That was not really required for him to have taken the travel, but he did travel and see what has happened. And without my father now, he was continuously crying at that time. Therefore, when we lose our spiritual master, then there is natural for the confusion to occur. Because we feel suddenly shelterless. So, Paramatma is sitting in our heart And therefore at that stage he can instruct us through any person. And spiritual master lives through his instructions. So that's what Srila Prabhupada says, that you're always associated with me, I'm always in my books. So, so long you follow the principle of my instruction, you are associated with me. When we read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or translated, we are associating with Krishna. So the mission should be to follow the instruction of the spiritual master and take that as our life goal. And that keeps us on the track. A sincere devotee who follows the instruction of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart, from the super soul. Thus a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the super soul. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Beach. So what does this Bhakti Lata Beach mean? This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Beach. So what is the beach which the spiritual master gives to the disciple? Faith. Bhakti.
Devotional
service.
What's the question?
Chaitanya Das said, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Rata Beach. So what is the beach which the spiritual master gives the disciple?
Instructions,
chanting the holy name. So it's the mood and vision of the spiritual master we get to understand and we follow that instruction. Each guru has got his own mood in serving his spiritual master. Like in our own movement, if you take my Gurudev, his mood is of chanting and writing books. So whenever we talk to him, he says we chant. And whatever knowledge you have received, you share with others. That's his mood. And if we take some other Gurudev in our movement, then we find that they are more into youth programs or other such preaching activity. So that is that Maharaj's mood. But all trying to serve Srila Prabhupada and the lineage. So the that mood, it to access that mood or to understand through that mood and reach to Krishna, the Gurudev gives the holy names, the Bhagavatam, the deities, the Dham, the Vaishnavas, the Tulsi, or typically the 9 items of Bhakti or the 64 Angas. And that beach is received at a time of Diksha, the initiation of the spiritual master. If the devotee serves the spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. So Srila Yukta Chakravarti Thakur has very much stress on the mercy of Guru. That we should serve the spiritual master and please him. And in the process, we are able to satisfy the Supreme Lord. And that's our mission. That's the goal for a sadhaka. So Guru is confidential servant of it. In that comment, Vishnu Thakur said that Guru is a confidential servant of Krishna. And Guru never claims that he is Krishna, he is God. He never claims that. That is not Guru. Although Guru is worshipped as Krishna, but he never claims himself to be the Guru. He never claims himself to be the Lord. So by satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The super soul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. Eternally the friend of the living entity. We try to develop friendship and spend our whole life. I can give my own personal example before coming to Krishna consciousness. I had a friend who was my classmate right from grade 1. For 12 years we were classmates, school, intermediate, and then engineering. I did mechanical, he did electrical, but the same university, and he was my neighbor. So we grew together, and then I think that was the first 35 years of our life. There was hardly a day when we did not meet. There was hardly a time when we did not have together going to movies, talking every night, coming back from office, coming back from school, coming back from college. Hours and hours we have spent together. And what did we achieve during that time? Nothing. We thought that together we should start business. And finally he ditched me. He went and started his own business. And at that time, I felt that the whole world has collapsed for me. But now when I look back, I said, Krishna has saved me. But for that incident, possibly I wouldn't have come to Melbourne. That was one of the reasons I left India. That was not the only reason, but that was one of the reasons I left India. Because there, from my place going to drop Abhishek in his school, it was about 3 kilometers, and then I take a right lane, I drop him and come back. That I did for 6-7 years. Instead of taking that right turn, if I take the left turn, that was Radha Madhavan temple. But I never took the left turn. It was always the right turn. Left turn was only meant for Janmashtami. Because we were life members, so Janmashtami, they would send us a special coupon and a permission. So therefore we go there and have the prasad, mahaprasad. That was the only time. The other times, always the right turn. And the left turn came only when I came to Melbourne. So therefore, if anything happens, any major incident happening in our life, if we take it in the normal course of time, we find that you look back retrospectively, you find there is a reason why that incident has happened in our life, and it's for our own benefit. Because Krishna, as the super soul, is helping us to understand why that incident is happening. So never have friendship with fallible soldiers. Krishna says, have with infallible. And he is the only infallible personality with whom we can have a friendship. So in our own congregation, if we can have at least one devotee, one family as your with whom you can have good friendship in a devotional way, I would say that you are the most fortunate person with whom you can open out your own heart It's a transparent media between yourself and that person. You are most fortunate because you have somebody in whom you can confide yourself. In scripture we find that sort of relationship existed between Lord Hanuman and Ramchandra was the spiritual master, Hanuman and Sugriva. There was a transcendental connection because Lord Hanuman received his instruction from Suryadeva. So as Guru Dakshina, Suryadeva said that never leave my son Sugriva. Please give him your shelter. The super soul has always been ready to help the living entity even before the creation of this material world. It is therefore stated here, Yenakre Ichachavta, the word Akre means before the creation. Thus the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. So we were with the Mahavishnu body before creation. And Paramatma or the super soul is accompanying us in whatever form we are till he delivers us to the spiritual world. So long we are in the material world, Paramatma is with us. The moment we cross this material world, then we come in contact with the personality himself, the Lord Bhagavan. So, running through, we find that there is a Guru Tattva in today's discussion. That Guru Tattva talks about that we receive the instruction from the spiritual master, he is representing the Supreme Lord, the Adi Guru is the Lord himself, and the person whom we have as a spiritual master in this lifetime need not come back again as a spiritual master next life. The instructions will come because we are attached to him. We are attached to the instruction. So therefore, but otherwise we as individuals take the spiritual master as our eternal father. And the spirit, the Paramatma, the Chaitya Guru, is represented externally by the spiritual master, Diksha Guru and Siksha Gurus. And so long we follow the instruction of the spiritual master, then we remain connected to Paramatma as well. Yeah, any questions or any comments? Yes, Guru.
It is one's conscience, that little voice that says, do this, don't do that. Is that super soul?
You have to consult with your spiritual master at that stage, because you may get some voice. It depends on the journey of that individual. If I'm at the lower level, it could be a contaminated voice and therefore it need not be. But if I'm at a higher platform, I receive the message, I can confirm with Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Without that confirmation, you can be tossed. Yes, Prabhu.
The intelligence is the next door neighbor to the supersource. If you can tell the difference between the mind and the intelligence, you might be able to look at that.
Negative.
Where it's coming from.
Good microphone.
Please repeat the question, Prabhu.
There's not a question.
Oh, okay, comment. Thank you. Yes.
Just one more. So, you know, most of us can't really just give an answer to what's going on, which voice it is. So, your voice need to confirm with the spiritual master.
Yeah, we need to confirm with Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Only then it can be confirmed, yes, it is not the contaminated voice, but it is the spiritual voice, and we need to put into action. The more we follow the Guru's instruction, the more we meditate, and the more we take that how to implement my Guru's instruction, then the voices come confirming or inspiring us to follow that instruction, then we can take that as the Paramatma's voice. Because externally Paramatma is represented by the Guru, and you are following the instruction, you have the difficulty, you are not able to follow, but you are meditating. How do I follow this instruction? How can I satisfy my Guru? Then the voices which are coming, they are inspiring you to follow the instruction. Definitely it is the Paramatma's instruction. It is the Paramatma's voice. It's not a contaminated voice. Yes, Prabhu?
For example, my spiritual master, Devadatta Swami, always says, just help me in the mission to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. That's what he wants. Whenever you meet the initiation now, please help me to fulfill the desire of Prabhupada's mission.
Yeah, that is the mission of our society. Like in India, we have, in Bombay, you have the Dabbawala, that he sells the Dabbas, or the boxes. His grandfather has sold boxes, he is selling the boxes, his children also sell the boxes. So similarly, we have a mission. Srila Prabhupada has set the mission, and our business is to distribute books, take the holy name to the entire world. And whatever little the squirrel bhakti I can do, my capacity, I should participate and do it. Because this is our business.
When you were saying about detachment, I was thinking in my own personal life. When I came to Australia in 1971, I had to leave my daughter to the school, and she won't leave me unless I give a chocolate. So I have to give the chocolate to the teacher, and the teacher will show her the chocolate. Then she will get out of the car.
Wow.
That's nothing. And 20th May last year, 2019, about 12 at midnight, I left the hospital, Karatpur Hospital in Singapore, and my wife told me Tulsi and Ganga help. So with this syringe, I just put it directly into the oropharynx, and she just drank so beautifully, as if she was thirsty for millions of years. And we left her, and then we reached home about 1 o'clock, and the servant, Irene, came to tell me that you have to go to hospital again. I said, what happened? She said, you know what happened. So we went there, then I just touched her cheeks. They were completely like a stone. The cheeks were so soft. Then I felt, and the eyes, I couldn't open the eyes. They were so close. So you can see when the soul has left the body, what is left in them? That's a stone. So you get complete detachment at what is this? We are me and mine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah. It's a heartbreaking situation, but one can transform that heartbreaking situation into a positive paradigm shift in one's life. And that's the greatest fortune which comes out of that incident. Any other comment or question?
Well, how does Avanti Brahma's instruction about the 24 Gurus figure in his whole conversation?
So, Prabhu?
Avanti Brahma's instruction on the 24 Gurus that you will receive, you know, will be air, fire, deer, python, snake, bees.
Yeah.
So he's given about 24.
Right.
Including the body.
Right.
How does that fit into the whole conversation of today's class? If you can.
Yeah, you can. Diksha Guru is one, but you can have any number of the Siksha Gurus, and depending on
the level of progress of that individual sadhaka, he can see the any of them and take the instruction from them to follow what the Guru has given. So we find that in Madhura Kadambani, the devotee, he sees the movement of the deer as an instruction for him. In fact, the science actually takes that instruction. The way the aircrafts have been built is not just like that. They have seen the birds of their flight and therefore they have done it. The ships or the amphibians, in any, you can see that most of them, they have been taken from nature. So that functions as the guru, and then we build that.
But in reality, there's not much connection between the two and what's being stated here in this verse in the fifth book.
No, here Prabhu is asking how do we...
there's not really any connection, because here the main point is the Brahmana. And the Brahmana is able to give direct instructions, just as one is able to take direct instructions from the supersoul. You may see a bird flying in the sky or a mountain or this or that or the other thing and derive all sorts of inspiration, but you won't get direct instruction. Here you get direct instruction from a Brahmana, and you're getting direct instruction from Krishna in the form of the Chaitanya Guru. So, my suggestion is don't try to connect the two, because there's very little connection, to be honest.
Okay.
And that's my opinion.
I'm trying to see from the point that you are following the instruction of your spiritual master, or Chaitya Guru is represented as spiritual master, and in the process there could be many Diksha Gurus. So Diksha Gurus need not be in the human form. Diksha Gurus could be in other forms as well. And they try to give you the guidance, or they try to inspire you to follow your spiritual master's instruction. Yeah, you can take all of them as Siksha Gurus. Yes, Prabhu.
But that, taking something from nature can only happen if you have, like Andrew was saying, the instruction from the Brahmana. Say, for example, you see the humility of a dog, it relates back to the instruction that the Brahmana has given, and see how humble that dog is. But that's from the instruction that the Brahmana has given. So that's how you learn from nature.
Yeah.
From the intelligence, from what you've been taught.
Right.
Spiritually. Mm. One point that I wanted to mention was that when we're talking about all the Diksha Gurus are one, we have to understand, though, our philosophy is that we are always an individual person. So thereby, a person can pray to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is here still. That devotee that had lost his guru can still pray, because that individual is still there somewhere and is connected. So we shouldn't lose sight of that. We are a personalist. You know, like I deal a lot with impersonalists, and they have their guru, but their ultimate aim is that we eradicate the guru when I reach that stage of spiritual realization. That's not us.
No, we are not saying that.
So we have to be clear that the spiritual master is always a person.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada will be that person for the next 10,000 years instructing this through his books, but also personal.
Yeah.
If we pray to him.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
We also said in our discussion that the guru may not come back again and again as you change their lives, but different gurus you might have taken. So in that sense... So in that sense, life after life, we may have different Diksha Gurus as well. So you'll have many Diksha Gurus in many lifetimes, and many Diksha Gurus in the same lifetime.
So what's your comment? What's the question?
It's not a question, it's a conclusion.
Okay.
We will have many Diksha Gurus in one lifetime, and many Diksha Shiksha Gurus in several lifetimes.
Yeah.
Well, taking advantage of them, aren't I?
Yeah.
See, if we take Srila Prabhupada as Commander-in-Chief and we are receiving the instruction from him, he'll send, when we are sincere to his instruction, he'll send us different gurus in different lifetimes, but the original message stays intact. Yeah. Anything else? Gandhara Srinam Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.